Philippines. Hello and welcome to the fifth Bitstream podcast, FM Synthesis with the Adlib OPL3. I'm Steve Netting, aka TCM of Slipstream, and in this episode, I focus on the often neglected PC Adlib sound card, specifically the 18-channel OPL3 chip that in the early 90s replaced the earlier 9-channel OPL2. The newer 18-channel OPL3 could combine channels, resulting in up to 4 operators per channel. It also had 4 additional waveforms available. All these features combined to make quite a capable FM synthesizer. I always remember how poor the original Adlib card sounded alongside machines like the Amiga, but I've recently discovered these cards were capable of so much more. The OPL3, especially, was never really exploited to its maximum potential. Sticking to OPL2 meant more cards could be supported by developers. Nowadays, we have modern trackers such as Rad Tracker and Adlib Tracker 2, through which most of the tracks you're about to hear have been composed. The following tracks have been sourced from a number of locations, and composer details are sometimes vague. I've done my best to attribute the original composers where possible. You're currently listening to the theme from the fanfic show Rainbow Factory, rewritten in Adlib Tracker by NAB622, aka Zaxxon. Next we have the track Prehistoric, another Adlib Tracker 2 tune, this time written by Nuala. Next we have Funky Disco by Roger Ayala, this time captured from a real Adlib card, complete with authentic low-quality soundblaster noise. We'll be right back. Moving on, we have an unnamed track, simply numbered 9507, from an artist I discovered on the Adlib Tracker 2 Facebook group, Loudness Sound System. We have a track that I feel shows off the awesome sub bass this chip can produce. FM Techno by Encore. Next is a remake of an old Paradox tune from the Amiga. Again, made in Adlib Tracker 2, this time by the artist Kvi. Paradox number 3. Originally composed by Dub Mood. One OPL2 tune we probably all remember like it was yesterday, here remade in glorious 18-channel OPL3. Doom, at Doom's Gate, a fantastic conversion by Cyberholics. Next, we move to an artist who's released several albums using just the OPL3, the phenomenal Diode Milliampere, and the track Melinda V1. Created in Adlib Tracker 2, and one of the many tracks available on Diode Milliampere's Bandcamp page. I discovered the next artist on Twitter, and the following track really stood out. Here we have a great example of FM bell sounds, plus a powerful bass. Unsure in Data Forest, by Peter Svabo, aka Zlatovlas. Thank you again for listening. Comments or suggestions are always very much appreciated. This podcast is also now available on the Apple Podcast platform, so any likes or reviews in the land of apples would really help. Bitstream can be contacted via Facebook, Twitter, email, podcast@bitstream.uk, or via the website www.bitstream.uk. I leave you with the track Reflections by Kona Kanar. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I'll see you next time. Mm-hmm.